Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's good times.
Red FM.
Hello. Good morning, my lovelies. It is 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. There's Rory over there. I don't know what he's doing. He looks like he means business.
Oh, I'd say he does.
He has his big serious sports head on him.
Oh,
I think he's doing a bit of...
Is he recording something?
Well, we have a listen to our Rory subject. Go on, let's see what he's up to.
The odds on favourite for...
Look.
He actually is delivering a bulletin there, I'd say.
What's he talking about? Let's see.
Festival.
Cheltenham. It's got to be Cheltenham. Odds on favourite, Cheltenham. Good bet there.
Yeah.
Let's see what else he's talking about.
Winners over Newcastle.
Okay, Newcastle United.
Yeah. A bit of soccer.
Let's see what else he's talking about.
Portugal by a goal to nil heading.
Oh, goal to nil.
He's reading out scores.
Okay. Was that last night? Wouldn't you?
Must have been.
Last night. Okay. Let's see what else he's going on.
And after Saturday's abandoned match, Ireland.
Rugby. No.
Abandoned match?
No.
Was there a match in abandoned?
He said Ireland.
After Saturday's abandoned match.
Ireland.
Sign into the Off The Ball app now.
Okay.
He's giving us lots of instructions there, isn't he? Huh? Telling us what to do.
I need to ask him now.
Ask him.
We were just eavesdropping on your sports report there.
Were you?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was very good.
What was the abandoned match? Or was there a match abandoned?
There was a cricket match abandoned last week, so Ireland are going to be back in action today.
I told you I heard Ireland.
A cricket match abandoned or in banded? So no, genuinely, is it?
Ireland abandoned.
That's what I'm trying to get my head around.
I like it.
Anyway, you're sounding hot this morning.
Oh, Max out of 10?
Oh, it's 12.
Yeah, whoa! Absolutely.
Yeah. See you later, kiddo. Kate Middleton's, she's dead.
No, she's dead. Oh,
she is.
For God's sake.
She's
get
dead.
Off
she's
the
been,
stage.
She's been taken by aliens. Let me see, what else was I reading about her? It's madness. There's just too many people who don't leave their house and have access to the internet.
Absolutely. Too many people with far too much time on their hands.
Now, this Photoshop scandal that broke yesterday, where she herself came out and said, listen, amateur photography editing going on. And then, of course, the Daily Mail point out the 9 things in circle, the little blurs and the irregularities.
It's actually 16 things.
Was there 16?
Yeah,
wow.
I have the list here in front of me.
Now, why would she do that? See, this is, and this is why there's conspiracy theorists, because they think that she's not around anymore and they're not going to announce her passing because, you know, the Queen just died a few months back and... Prince Charles, bad news with his health scare at the moment.
Okay.
And they think it's just too much bad press coming out of the royal family. This is what the theorists are saying now.
What do you think?
The tinfoil hats. I think they glued that photo together and she's probably a bit unwell and, you know, is probably not in a condition to take a family photo.
Oh, really?
But it looked like it was stitched together from other photos. That's what they're suggesting.
Well, they have said there's 16 things that are amiss on the photograph.
By the way, if you haven't seen this yet, you don't know what we're talking about. Kate Middleton, what did she...
The royal family released a photograph for Mother's Day of Kate sitting on a chair and she has 3 children around her, presumably that William took it. That was kind of the scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
So, since that photograph has been released, loads of people that have far too much time on their hands have zoomed into the photograph and they've come up with about 15 or 16 kind of mishaps on the photograph that just don't add up.
Yeah.
Well, so, there's hands in wrong places, there's Kate's zip it says Kate's zip top is further left than it should be. Charlotte's hair ends abruptly on her right shoulder. I mean, lads, seriously.
Oh my God.
Seriously.
I have to send you something here. Somebody just sent in. Tom just sent in a photograph.
I can have a look at it myself.
It's worth it. Put your headphones down and come in here. Come in here right now.
Okay.
You need to see this. Vixen, her little production pod. 20 feet away from me, so any minute now. Okay, see, can you point out anything that's wrong with that photograph? Have a look right now. Can you see anything?
Your man's finger.
Fingers, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Your man looking out the window. How did Andrew get in there?
With KC.
is too funny. Get up out of bed.
Hi, everybody.
This is Casey, and there's Victoria Nichols over there, 7:15, and we're talking about rules for hen parties and stag nights. On this occasion, it is the rules that a lady has put together for her fella to make sure that he's well behaved, because, you know, things can happen on stag nights. And when you put, this is what happens, when you put a bunch of lads together,
yeah,
it's like we turn into 7-year-olds.
I know you do.
You know, and yeah, it's like it's a throwback to when you're in school and everyone in the group is trying to, I don't know, be the ringleader, be the clown,
impress
the gang, be the joker and the yeah, messer. And you do go back to being 10 years old again. You yeah, genuinely do. And it's that kind of almost wolf mentality as well.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're out with a gang of lads,
like what happens,
you just
Vegas,
turn into toddlers, yeah, children.
Yeah.
And things happen.
They do.
So your rules for a hen party, or for a stag night for Owen, for example.
Yeah,
which he will be going on soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you had to write
it
rules.
It would be, I think you have to acknowledge, like, it's a stag do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be sitting around playing Scrabble. Do you know what I mean?
So no Scrabble.
No. Well, they can play Scrabble if they want, but I think, you know, yes to strippers, no to ladies of the night.
So what you're saying is, in rugby terms, avoid the hookers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes to strippers, no to hookers. Rugby terms.
Would you have strippers at your
think there's a problem with those.
It's just a bit of fun,
unless
isn't it?
It was those lads in Belfast.
Oh yeah, those lads from the WhatsApp videos in Belfast.
That was off the scale.
I'm gonna book yeah, a load of them for you. Send them into your pub.
I'm
and call.
All right, thanks. I've enough trouble. Enough troubles. Yeah, I think like that's probably the main bone of contention. But somebody says here, actually, somebody just messaged in, lads, what's the point of marrying someone if there's no trust there?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. This bride-to-be has divided opinion after she made a list of rules for her partner's stag do. So Isabella from the UK is getting married in Vegas in 2026, but has already made a list of requirements.
2026?
Oh, I'm telling you, she's thinking ahead. A lot of requirements for her fiancé Max and the parties on the night of his stag do.
Okay.
Taking to her TikTok account, she's listed 7 rules she wants her partner to follow on his stag do, including no strippers and a ban on going to certain locations such as Amsterdam. Listen, nothing wrong. You can go and check
it's
out
the... It's a beautiful city, by the way.
And it's got the Van Gogh... the Van Gogh Gallery, apparently.
Been there, Casey, have you?
I've seen it across the water, waved over at it. Taken to her TikTok account, she also wants people... No videos, no photos.
Like, seriously?
So no documenting. Oh, if anything's going on, it's not documented, it's not shared on social media. I think that's a good way to be.
Do you agree with that? You do?
What, lads pulling out their phones at every opportunity? This is why people get in trouble, Vic.
Yeah.
That scandal from Belfast with the strippers
yeah,
would never have happened if people weren't whipping out their phone and sharing it on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So that's what she's thinking. I think that's good advice.
I've got some advice for Isabella.
Yeah.
You're going to be very disappointed, Isabella, at the outcome of this situation.
He has to bring back a gift as well.
Oh, are you serious?
From the stag, she wants a big present because she's been left on her own for 3 days.
What do you think? Is this is too much? To me, I think this is far too much.
It is alarm bell central.
Yeah, it is.
All over
it?
The shop. Yeah.
Like, leave the fella have a nice weekend with his mates. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. For Rachel's hen.
Yeah.
They... God, I don't know what they did. Anyway, there was a foot pump involved.
There was a... Sorry, what?
There was a pump.
So they were blowing something up then.
Balloons, that was it.
Balloons, they were blowing up balloons.
They took a photo of my face and made face masks of me.
Oh my God! And everyone, I couldn't think of anything worse. A room full of you.
Do you think... not a single pub do they get into.
That's the stuff of nightmares.
With a head like that, you're getting in nowhere. So anyway, your rules on hen yeah, and stag do's. Get them into us. Yeah. We're talking hen party and stag party rules. Martin's been on to me and he says, a woman saying no pictures or evidence from his stag sounds sus. What's she planning for her hen?
Yeah, you could. That's a fair point.
But I'm thinking she's saying, listen, if you're out acting the maggot, make sure it's not documented and sent around on WhatsApp. I think that's where she's going with that
okay,
one.
Okay, right.
Let me see what else is going on. My fiance, me fiance, you have
fiancé.
To say, you say fiancé in cock, don't you? Me fiancé. My fiance's stag do is this weekend. There's no rules. I just want him to go and enjoy his weekend because I trust him.
You see?
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Stag and hens should be seen as a celebration that you're getting married, not a last free night out.
There you go.
Which is what a lot of people do. That's how a lot of people treat it, isn't it?
Like their last, as in your last night as a singleton?
A lot of people do treat it like that.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting married soon, so I can get away with it for tonight.
There you go.
So they are her rules. She wants a gift bag. And he's just been on to me here to say, well, I did request a gift bag because my husband went to Mallorca with 10 of the lads golfing and clubbing.
What did he bring back?
Oh, if you didn't get at least a decent-sized Toblerone.
Oh, that would be absolutely.
That'd make everything better, wouldn't it?
Darren's been on. He says there's only one thing that fella's bringing back from the stag to her, and that's an itch, lol.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, F1 is back on Now. Stream the full season live with a Now Sports
A lady has listed a load of rules for her fella for his stag, and she has listed these in video form on TikTok, and it's gone viral.
Viral.
So her name is Isabel 212. The rules are no strippers. No strippers?
Yeah.
It's a stag.
Oh, I totally, yeah.
No Amsterdam. You're not.
You can't rule out a country.
You can.
Or a place even. Yeah.
No videoing. No.
Are you doing a bit of videoing?
No video. No photographs. No, basically documentation of what goes on or that, where you go.
What goes on tour stays on tour.
Yeah. Now, what's your thought on stags in terms of going away? Like, I'm not a huge fan of them. I tend not to go to them. Like, see, this is the thing. A fella will ring you up and go, "Oh, we're going to Liverpool for 4 days." How the hell can I get away for 4 days?
No. that's ridiculous.
Go home to the wife. Well, the stag party's on in June. Oh yeah, where are you going? Liverpool for 4 days.
Yeah. No, it's just not happening.
Did you both have a stag?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I went to Dingle.
I went to Fungarvan.
Oh yeah, but they're both perfectly good places to have a stag.
You've got to consider the geography when you're planning, because the next day coming back, or if you're doing a 2 day jobby.
Yeah.
Now, morning guys, Ray Yeats here from Andy. My favourite thing about stags is if you're out gallivanting with the fellas, you don't know, you know, they're cool, great laugh, cock of the walk, until the wedding.
Right.
When they turn into kittens next to their partner.
Oh.
And every fella gives each other the down nod.
What? Whoa, what's the down nod?
It's
what happens on these stags, guys?
They're actually quite boring.
I feel like you're making them sound worse than they actually are, and it's sort of just you having a rake of pints.
My stag was just a rake of pints in football.
It's a load of lads sitting around the table talking about sport, usually.
Yeah, usually. I think that's exactly what it is. I don't think they're that bad. Maybe a little stripper.
And just a little one in the corner.
Where can I lift you up there and put you on a table?
Let me get my glasses on.
Depends what you're into, you know.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I see it's ye lot.
I'm gonna be watching out for the down nod though. I'm interested.
Yeah, when ye get together.
Oh yeah,
with your plastic mickeys and your blowy uppy things.
It's chaos.
And straws. Yeah.
It is chaos.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM. Morning. Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
It's the aftermath of the Oscars, and there's still so much bits and pieces coming through from. It was aired last night. A lot of you would have watched it last night.
You see, Cork has a specific interest this year.
Just a little bit.
I think it's perfectly fine for it to tip over into a few days after the Oscars to still be talking about it, because we had a Cork man, obviously Cillian Murphy. Loads of the previous interviews he did kind of before the Oscars have been kind of resurfacing again, and I caught a little bit of this one yesterday and I just thought it was so good I had to put it in again this morning. So this was Cillian did a 60 Minutes interview, and the host, I can't think what his name is. Who's the host of the 60 Minutes?
I think there's a few of them,
okay,
isn't there?
Okay, well, yeah. Anyway, this nice guy, asked Killian about the moment that he found out he'd been nominated for an Oscar. Here's the clip.
I was in Cork City. I was in my parents' house, and we were all sitting around the table, and we were having a cup of tea. And then, inevitably, like any news, good or bad, it travels very fast these days. And so everyone's phone started going off, and then we had a hug, and then my mum brought out the sponge. She had made a sponge cake, so she had a sponge cake. It's a true story.
What did she say?
Here's the sponge cake.
What did your father say? Come on, they must have been amazed.
They were very... No, they're very happy, and they're very sort of... they're thrilled, you know? But there's not too many things you can say. So we gave each other a hug, and it's like, well done. And, you know, again, I think language kind of fails you sometimes in these situations, you know, because you employ all the normal superlatives and they all feel a bit hollow. You know, like I'm totally overwhelmed and humbled and grateful and thrilled and all of those things, but they always feel a bit pat when you say them, so sometimes a gesture is better.
Yeah.
Isn't that him all over, though?
Yeah, but what about the sponge cake?
Oh, yeah, I'd say it was delicious.
Tell me about the sponge cake. I don't care. Yeah. Whatever, Oscar Schmosker. I want to know, was the jam to cream ratio,
I know,
as it should be?
Absolutely.
But if you get a spongy cake and the jam is, you know, skimpy,
yeah, it needs to be ruined.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And yeah,
and that's the important stuff.
I have a feeling that Killian's mother made a very nice sponge cake.
I don't know. Now this my business brain is overloaded here now again. Mrs. Murphy's Oscar award winning sponge cakes needs to be a thing. She'd sell out.
Ooh, you know,
she'd
what?
Sell out every day. Hey, Miss Murphy, if you want to go to business,
she would actually. It's not a bad idea.
I'll do your social media campaign.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
You pay me in free cake.
Okay.
Yeah, sorted. This is Red FM. You know, we had International Women's Day the other day, yeah? Was it last week?
That's right, yeah.
Did you know, everybody, today, from this day on, is International Men's Week.
Oh, very good.
From the 12th of March to the 18th of March, events include Cheltenham, Patrick's Day and Monday Club, okay? Thank you very much. Dad gags time. Bad gags and dad gags. Make them very, very bad. Make them very, very dad. And take to the microphone, Rory O'Hagan. Let's go.
Sometimes I tuck my knees into my chest and lean forward. That's just how I roll.
By the way, I need these on WhatsApp as well. 0868104106. Victoria, take it away.
Did you know that dogs can't operate MRI machines? Only cats can.
Hey, cats can. Oh my God! Did you hear about the circus fire? Did you hear about the fire? The circus.
No.
Oh my God! It was intense.
A shovel, a truly groundbreaking invention.
Jesus.
Oh my God, boring.
Because it breaks ground.
Can I do that golf ball one? Do you reckon? No.
No.
No. No.
Well, you can if you want, but, you know.
Yeah, I quite like my job.
Yeah. I was going to give archery a shot, but there were too many drawbacks.
How do celiac Germans greet each other? Gluten tag.
What did the pair of socks say to the pair of pants?
Pull yourself together or something. I don't know.
What's up, britches?
Yay!
I think that's my favourite one so far.
What's up, britches? Oh, my God. Are you ready for this one? Okay, let's go. Let's go, lads. Take it away.
I told my wife I could make a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove past her.
Yay! I like that.
That is... outstanding. I love it.
What do you call a paper aeroplane that can't fly? Stationary.
Not bad, Vic. Not bad. I almost laughed.
Oh, thanks.
I heard a rumour that Cadbury is bringing out an oriental chocolate bar. Now, this could be a Chinese whisper.
why did the... Why did the toilet paper roll down the hill?
Go on.
To get to the bottom.
Oh God. Oh, God.
Go on, Vic.
My inflatable house got a puncture last night. Now I'm living in a flat.
Oh, dear. I did ask for them to be bad, and you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Rory O'Hagan, save the day, please.
How do you catch a bra?
Don't know.
With a booby trap.
Yay! Are you sure I can't do the golf ball one?
Go on if you want. Nah.
What?
It's a little bit saucy.
What's the... I can't.
It's a bit too saucy for this time of the morning.
I'll tell you on WhatsApp if you want to know.
Yeah,
okay. All right, it is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. And welcome to Tuesday the 12th. Pop quiz coming up. And we've got a 40 grand jackpot for you to win only on Red FM. 8:16.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. All right, time to give away 1,000 euro in cash. We've got Joe ready to go. Now, is this the same Joe that dressed up in very slinky lingerie and walked up and down Patrick Street for Neil Prendeville once upon a time?
I didn't know you were going to bring that up, Casey.
Yeah, well, I'm bringing it up now.
Jesus.
So, he's in a pair of suspenders, he's got the knickknacks on, he's got the full regalia, the high heels, and walked from the top of Patrick Street down to the end of Patrick Street.
Oh, that's hilarious, Joe.
And why did you do that, Joe? What did you win?
I done that for, apparently, what they were for was the last two tickets for the Leo Miller Memorial match.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Neil Prendeville lied to me. He said there were actually the last two tickets in Cork. And that's what I had to do to get them. So, yeah, I done it.
Fair play to you.
You'll be amazed what you do for your kids, lads.
Wow.
Yeah. You did it for one of the lads, did you?
I did it for my son, yeah. He was dying to go, and unfortunately, it was too late to get tickets.
Yeah.
So I got straight on to Neil, and that was Neil's answer to me to get the ticket.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah, I done it.
Joe, can I just say, what a pair of pins, though. Seriously.
Really? It's got good legs?
I'm telling you.
You got good legs? It's got good legs.
Oh, my God.
My kids, you know, on the van looking at me laughing. Oh,
why is the man on the radio asking Daddy about wearing knickers? Because Daddy loves you. Jojo, let's go for it. Best of luck, kids.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Joe, who's Liverpool's manager?
Jürgen Klopp.
Amal Clooney is married to what movie star? Amal Clooney.
George Clooney.
Question number 3. Who is the Sinn Féin leader?
Mary Lou.
Question number 4. About Damn Time is a song by who? Is it Lizzo or Westlife?
Lizzo.
Question number 5. Who directed Oppenheimer? Yeah, at the Oscars last night. Big win. I think he looks like Harry Enfield, you know. I think he's the head of...
Oh, my God, he does.
He's the head of Harry Enfield.
I can't unsee that now.
Come on. Come on. Don't die at number 5. CN. CN is the initials. I can give you no more. CN. He said sugar.
He said sugar, yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Christopher Nolan owes you €1,000, kid.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, that's correct.
Joe,
you were flying until number 5, and that was Christopher Nolan was a game killer. Unfortunately, sometimes that happens. Well, we give him another go.
Honest, lad, I didn't know that one anyway. I don't even know this guy, Christopher Nolan, to be honest with you.
Okay, well,
Christopher Nolan, what
so
did
I
he do?
I wouldn't have got it.
He's quite a big director. He's done quite a few films, hasn't he?
Tenant. Intermission. He's done some incredible shows.
I tell you what, Joe, you know him now, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say that again, Vic. So look, lads, I gave it a bash anyway.
You did, of course.
Hey, listen, absolutely. But if you want, we'll set up a GoFundMe so you can get something nice in Anne Summers for yourself. Go on, we'll see you later, Joe. Joe, by the way, you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, all right?
Oh, brilliant, guys. Thanks for
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, an unmissable, outrageous true story. Stream Mary and George with Now. No contract.
Casey, I hope you can give a shout out for the Cork Lions Club Patrick's Hill Ball Run, 2 p.m. on Monday, March 18th. It's a charity fundraiser in aid of the people of Gaza. Local Cork charities are getting involved. 13,000 individually numbered balls are going to be released in a colourful cascade down Patrick's Hill. Prizes for the first 6 winning balls, and you can buy them at corklionsclub.ie. It's an amazing idea.
Yeah, it looks fab.
So you basically go on corklionsclub.ie, buy a couple of balls.
Yeah.
If they land first down, I would imagine the first 6 through.
It's brilliant.
You'll win a prize. It's like, do you ever remember that old ad for, was it Sony TV?
It was, wasn't it? With all the balls coming down the hill.
The bouncy balls.
Yeah, so
it's
cool.
It's an amazing thing to see. That's happening. Good luck with that, Martin. Cheers. CorkLionsClub.ie if you want to support them. Again, that money is going to an amazing cause that is the people of Gaza, for fundraising for them. Please help out if you can. Even if you're not going to be at the event, your donations are going to help out hugely, okay? What is macho swag?
Macho swag.
So this morning I was talking about a lady has come up with rules for a stag party for her partner.
Yeah.
Stag rules, and she's put together this list. She has published them publicly, and these are things he can't do or the lads can't be involved in, and some of them quite graphic, quite detailed. Others involve no dancing people for money. no documenting any of this on video or on photographs, because this stuff goes viral.
Like, you may as well just not go.
No trips to Amsterdam is off the cards. But we were talking about when lads get together.
Yeah.
When like 15 or 20 lads get together, the behaviour completely changes. We turn into a mix of toddlers, teenagers, and when we were single. And all rolled into one. And the macho swag, the macho switch, is when lads get together and everyone is trying to out-cool each other. They're all trying to out-funny each other and out-impress each other. And it becomes quite competitive within the group.
Okay.
It's kind of like...
It's like bravado, is it?
It really is. So, this woman has written into a newspaper, anytime my bloke is around with his friends, he changes for the worst. He swears, he exaggerates, shows off. We're just back from a holiday with two other couples, and I can hardly stand to look at him. He never stopped bragging and trying to prove how macho and successful he is. I kept hissing at him to button it, but he wouldn't. He was hyper, and it's embarrassing. Now some of his old school friends are talking about a villa in June. I can't stand it. Can't go on holidays with him anymore.
Oh my God, yeah.
Serious problem.
It's a cringe, isn't it?
Macho swag.
This is your man's showing off. No, I'd be mortified. I know how she feels. I agree with her.
Have you put together a list of rules for the stag?
No.
Are you working on them?
No.
Just go and do whatever you want.
Live and let live.
Go for it, Owen. Yeah. You got the green light, buddy.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Don't want to delve into it too much, but Kelly had a date last night.
Okay. Oh my God.
She's mortified.
She's all starry eyed this morning.
Imagine going on a date with someone and then talking about it on the radio the next morning.
I'm the biggest
ick in Cork.
Okay, this is what I said. I'm not going to delve into it too much, okay? So, as a date, 0 to 10, 100 to go.
No pressure.
No, to be fair, it was a good date.
Okay.
But I feel like I always have good dates.
All right.
Because I can talk.
And talk.
Oh my God, poor Rory. He has to listen to me every morning.
Yeah, so just rated last night. How did it go overall?
I'm going to say a 9.
A 9? That's incredible.
Yeah. It was a really good date. I'm taking a point off because he's not from Cork. That's why we have to go out on a Monday.
Oh.
Okay. I don't want to alarm people, but he's from Dublin.
Oh, jeez. Hey, listen.
Careful now, lads.
Rory, would you like to give his passport details while you're at it?
Imagine being with someone from Dublin, Vic.
Marrying someone from Dublin in about 2 months, lads.
But it was a good date. But a bad point is he is from Dublin.
Will there be a second, Kel?
See, I don't know because, like, when do you get to Dublin? Do you know what I mean?
Geography.
I know, yeah.
I'm here. He's there. But look, he's here for work.
You can meet him at Lone for a cuddle. Meet halfway.
Is that halfway?
Well, sort of midlandy, you know. Anyway, well done.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Thank you.
And now, can we switch to something very important? This is also a date for the weekend.
Oh.
Ireland, England can still win the Six Nations.
They can.
They can still win the Six Nations if this happens, Rory.
So if England win against France with a try bonus point and Ireland lose to Scotland without a bonus point, England will win the Six Nations.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. I don't Ireland, think those things are going to happen.
No, Ireland are going to beat Scotland. Yes. Then again, I said Ireland were going to beat England, so what do I know?
You did, didn't you?
You texted me, you were very upset with me.
Yeah, 15 points, Mike. Thank you very much. Anyway, I'll get back to that in a moment. Also, we're on the way to a massive €40,000 with your name on it. If you fancy 40 grand, drop it into your bank account today. Stay with us. Hang on.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Hundreds of you entered through Instagram, Facebook, and thousands of text messages yesterday, right across the day. We just did a little draw. I hope I have somebody on the line. Patrick, are you there?
I'm still here.
Patrick? Paddy, you've won the bag. You've won the Cork Oscars bag.
Yay!
Oh, good man, Paddy. Fair play to you. Fair
well
play
done.
To you.
Is that a ball bag by any chance, no?
It's not a which?
A ball bag.
No, it's definitely not a ball bag. No. But you get... Unlike you, Paddy, it's
classic.
Paddy, oh, there is Paddy. So much good stuff in there. Loads of incredible Cork produce. There's loads of stuff, particular beverages that I can't talk about on breakfast radio.
Yeah.
There is a Cork City FC away jersey. Yeah. There's the Cork GAA jersey in there. There's so much stuff. It is absolutely ram-jammed. And it's yours. Congratulations. So you need to get yourself out here today and pick it up.
Excellent, thank you. How can I pick it up? Tell me, please.
I'll talk to you off the air.
You, yeah, our people will talk to your people. We'll meet halfway, Paddy,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Excellent.
Well done. Have a lovely day today, all right?
Same to you, gang.
See you, Paddy.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye, Paddy.
Congratulations. Patrick, a.k.a. Paddy Zajic. I hope I got your surname right. Has picked up the Cork Oscars bag.
Brilliant.
Thank you to everybody who went to the trouble of texting in to win that. I think we'll do another one of those next year, but we need to get somebody from Cork into the Oscars.
We do, yeah.
Okay, we've got 12 months to sort that out. Best of luck.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times.
Good Times.
Red FM.